Welcome to our audio tour of the Hunt School of Princeton's sprawling campus here in Princeton, New Jersey. We can't welcome you to campus the way that we'd like, but we figured we would give you some guidance as you make your way through campus on your own. Once you come to campus off of 206, whether you're coming from the north or south, you're going to make that turn onto Edgerstone Road, and you're going to follow that about 3/10 of a mile until you see 108 Edgerstone Road. It's a brick building with a circular driveway. That's Johnson House, where our head of school, Mr. Brome, lives. Johnson House was a gift to the Hunt School in 2019 from Betty Wald Johnson, who was married to Robert Wood Johnson, grandson of the founder of Johnson & Johnson. And Betty was also the mother of New York Jets owners Christopher and Woody Johnson. And I'm sorry for bringing up the Jets, but in this case, we had to say it. As you pass Johnson House, you will approach the formal entrance to the Hunt School of Princeton on your left. Turn left onto campus here. Coming up quickly on your right is a circle drive with parking spaces in front of a large stone mansion. Pull into the circle and park. And let me tell you a bit about Hun and Russell Hall. Hun was founded by Dr. John Gale Hun, a math professor at Princeton University, in 1914 at another location and moved to this location in 1926. Dr. Hun was a renowned math professor and tutor, and when his tutoring business grew, he converted it into a school dedicated to meeting students where they are and providing individual attention, both of which remain hallmarks of a Hunt School education today. Russell Hall, which you see here, is the foundation around which the Hunt campus has grown and acts as our main building. Inside Russell, you will find the head of school's office, the business office, health services, faculty apartments, and most importantly for all of you, our admission office. Under normal circumstances, that is where you would come in for your tour and interview with our admission staff. But you're stuck with me and my voice. Behind Russell Hall is the mall, a beautiful stretch of lawn that runs the length of the neighborhood and which is framed by gorgeous trees and the homes of some of our neighbors. While the mall is a hub of activity throughout the school year, it is also where we gather to launch each new school year with our convocation ceremony, and it is where we say goodbye to our seniors during their graduation ceremony. Also framing the mall, but not visible from the road, you will find Poe Dorm for boys, Carter Dorm for girls, and our dining hall. The dining hall is open for 3 meals a day for boarders and day students alike, and it isn't unusual to see both upper school day students and middle school students in there for breakfast and dinner, either meeting with their friends and teachers to discuss work, or simply to supplement the meals they get at home. Because we all know, our students eat as if they've never seen food before. Okay, we're going to start moving again. You're going to head out of the circle and turn right onto Winant Road, pass through your first intersection, and take your first right towards our athletic center. And as we get to these different buildings, feel free to just pause it and take it all in. Maybe just take a break from my voice. Whatever you want to do is fine. As you turn right onto Paseka Drive, you will head past some faculty townhouses on your left, and then you want to bear left and pull up in front of the building on your right. This is the Landis Fine Arts Building. The Landis Fine Arts Building houses a broad range of visual art studio space for painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, as well as individual practice rooms and larger group rehearsal space for our vocal and instrumental music programs. Hun has a broad range of both visual and performing arts opportunities, both within the academic curriculum and as co-curricular after-school programs. In visual arts, we offer painting, drawing, ceramics, photography, and computer animated design, to name a few. And in the performing arts, we have orchestra, chorus, jazz band, dance, theater, and technical theater. As you slowly inch forward, on your right, you can see an outdoor amphitheater, which during COVID has been a perfect setting for outdoor classes, musical practices, and theater productions. Now continue to move forward to a small circle at the end of the parking lot and stop here for a moment. On your right is our athletic center, which houses the Shipley Pavilion, our main basketball court and field house, which also has a batting cage and a space for fencing, martial arts, and dance practice. Also in the building are our athletic offices, a second gym, our training facilities, and upstairs is a multi-room fitness and wellness center staffed by certified strength and conditioning coaches. The facility boasts a full-service cardio and agility room with a training floor, and a second weight room equipped with more than 30 strength machines, free weights, and platforms. As you look ahead and to your left, you can see our stadium and adjacent athletic fields. The stadium field is used by football, boys and girls soccer, field hockey, boys and girls lacrosse, and track and field. Further down, you can see our softball field, and beyond that, our baseball facility, complete with 2 batting cages and its own bullpen area. Additionally, across the fields and a short walk through the woods is Yasna Polana, an award-winning PGA Championship golf course, where both our boys and girls teams train and play. And that is a golf course that I'm not allowed on, because I'm terrible. In addition to these on-campus facilities, we also take advantage of spaces in the local community for our other teams. Iceland Arena is home to our ice hockey team. The Casperson Rowing Center on Mercer Lake, which is absolutely beautiful, where the U.S. national team trains, is home to both boys and girls crew. Mercer Community College hosts our swim team, and while Greenway Meadows, just a short walk from campus, is our home cross-country course, you can often see our runners training throughout the beautiful parks and trails of Princeton. Okay, let's start moving again. We're going to retrace our steps back out of the parking lot and up onto Winant Road, where you will turn left, heading back towards Russell Hall. However, I want you to turn left at the first intersection onto Russell Road. Traveling slowly up Russell Road, on your left, you will see the Buck Middle School building. And as you continue on your right is the back of Carter Dorm, which is our girls' dorm, followed by the Wilf Family Global Commons. Here, I want you to turn left and then a quick left along the front of the Cheeseboro Academic Center, which is the building with the big pillars. And stop here for a moment so I can tell you a little about each of these spaces. As I mentioned, straight ahead of you is a newly renovated Buck Middle School, which houses our 6th through 8th grade classrooms, science and robotics labs, along with a multi-purpose meeting room slash dance studio. Hunt enrolls about 110 in the middle school each year, and their experience is predicated upon academic vigor, character and community development, and most importantly, joyful learning. Those kids have a blast. Across the street and a bit behind you is the entrance to the Wilf Family Global Commons. This is the newest building on campus, and it has quickly become the hub of all student activity. In addition to 4 classrooms highlighted by new multimedia capability, the Global Commons has 4 small dorm units, each with 14 students, common space, laundry facilities, and a faculty home. Lastly, and most significantly, is the Breen Student Center, anchored by the PA Cafe, which stands for Parents Association. Thank you, parents. The Student Center boasts comfortable seating for hanging with friends, gaming stations, large TV monitors, and food. Again, our students like to eat. The PA Cafe is open throughout the day and carries snacks, drinks, and hot and cold meals. But for the most part, that vigorous and joyful learning experience and individual attention and all the things that make Hunt great happen inside the doors of the Cheeseboro Academic Building. Technically capable classrooms, each with its own flat-screen TV, equipped with Apple TV, line the halls of the academic building. You'll find Harkness tables in our humanities classrooms. You'll find science labs, library. You'll find a lecture hall designed like a college lecture classroom for our physics classes, teacher offices, and soon to be home to a brand new renovated theater and a state-of-the-art STEM center, which will continue to provide an innovative experience for all of our students. Lastly, drive back up to Russell, pausing at the far side of the circle, just so I can say goodbye. Thanks for joining us for our brief drive-through tour. While we know a drive-through tour isn't ideal, we do know that it's important when considering schools to picture yourself on campus, and we hope this lets you do just that. Again, thanks for visiting, and don't hesitate to reach out to the admissions office if you have any questions. Have a great day, and drive safely, of course.